had lost its meaning. I was a lonely soul. I said the light was falling. We watched it crash and burn. I hear the ravens calling. I know the tide will turn.
are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA at WRCT.org. And now, Pandemonium.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and welcome to this edition of Pandemonium. I'm the host of Jazz Corner 1-to-1 program that comes on every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. until noon. We feature jazz, blues, R&B, reggae, and more. It's kind of a soundscape, a Sunday morning soundscape for you. First up, we got some new music from Byron Miller, great bass player. We're going to hear from him. And after that, we'll hear some new music from Mr. Walter Beasley, who has some local connections here. So stay tuned.
if I want to. I see them all, but I just want you. You got something I know, yeah. I feel it all in my soul. Whenever you come around, whenever you come around, love when you turn it up.
Mr. Azar Lawrence from his new release, and that was a tune called Ain't No Doubt About It. A little bit about Azar Lawrence. He has a career that spans more than half a century. He's performed with all the numerous jazz titans, include Horace Tapscott, McCoy Tyner, Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, Woody Shaw, percussionist James M. Toomey, drummers Alvin Jones and Billy Higgins. The Los Angeles-born Lawrence, however, has never been confined by the genre categories in jazz. His instrumental and songwriting work with iconic soul singers Chuck Jackson, Roberta Flack, Marvin Gaye, and Phyllis Hyman, along with the R&B jazz juggernaut in ensemble Earth, Wind & Fire, is indelible. So, from all those experiences working with those artists, as well as mapping out his impressive discography as a leader, particularly his Fire Spiritual Jazz LPs for Prestige Records in the 70s, Bridge into the New Age, that's 1974, Summer Solstice, 1975, and People More Moving in 1976, all inform what Lawrence brings to the table in New Sky. Also, Walter Beasley, we mentioned that he has a lot of local connections here. He has a lot of relatives in the Pittsburgh area. I remember a few years back seeing him with Jason Miles here at Manchester Craftsman's Guild, and Desi Bay and several other of his relatives showed up for that program. A huge, huge family out of this Pittsburgh area. So we want to acknowledge that. Now we are going to slow it down a bit and hear from Miss Cecile.
If you should love me, don't ever tell me. Show it. That's how I'll know it. In fact, it's better not to show me at all. Let me pine, let me yearn, let me crawl, let me write you a song. And Lord, song from a distance,
Cecile McLaurin-Savant, there for you, one of my favorite vocalists, has been for a number of years now. Great stuff from her. That's from her new one called Ghost Song. Now, we're going to hear from Miss Eugenie Jones, another one of my favorite artists. Miss Eugenie Jones there for you here on Pandemonium. One of the great singers that are out these days. Doesn't get recognized that much, but with this new distribution, maybe that's what that will happen more. On the West Coast now, getting a lot of reviews on the West Coast out of Seattle area and Portland and places like that. But she's originally hails from the Morgantown area, and that's how we kind of like hooked up in our private talks. So she's local, but you know, based out of the West Coast and doing real good with her latest release. So be sure to check out Prayers from Eugenie Jones. Next up, we'll go into our R&B focus and close out with a reggae tune if we have enough time. Music from Frank McCone. I hope you enjoyed the program, and let's take you out with the Congos. Congos featured on the Groundation's new one, but the vocals are definitely prominent, and you can tell it's the legendary reggae group. See you next time.
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA, at WRCT.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo.
And this is a pretty exciting thing here. So this is a brand new thing I'm going to do for Thursdays. On my Thursday show, Zombo's Deep Archives. Going to go back, back into time. And actually, when I got shows way back when. But the best quality ones and the ones that are actually available in full form start in 2009. So we're going back in the time. WRCT, Zombo in your brain, and a special the Zombo Deep Archive. So every Thursday, you're going to hear an old show. I've got shows starting from 2009 all the way up until today. So that's a long time. So we're going to do them all in chronological order. So I got a nice little intro from Kenny Joe. And once again, this show originally aired in January the 2nd. Of 2009. So let's dig some Zombo Deep Archive in your brain, WRCT.
Zombo, by the way, has a special treat for you all today. He's going to be playing the, is it 100?
100.
And is it all time?
All time.
Zombo is playing his top 100 all-time favorites. And with something like that on the menu, you can be guaranteed that Kenny Joe is going to hustle to get from here to his office radio so he misses as little of that as possible.
Yeah.
And
I think you'll like it. I think the kids out there will love it. And, surprises, fun, pony rides, everything.
Well, I just have one question before we get started with that.
See.
Can we assume that a song that we have heard several times during the record party will make the top 100?
Yeah. Actually, a Kenny Joe request made the top 100.
Okay. Oh boy, this is definitely the most exciting thing that's happened to me in the year 2009. I'm afraid it might be all downhill from here. Okay, Zombo, this is WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. Take it away.
Alrighty. Top 100 coming your way. Hey there, am I here? Am I on? All right, groovy. All right, let's see. This gizmo goes here, that gizmo goes there, that gizmo goes there, that goes over there. Let me see what happens over here. Hey, how about a round of applause for Kenny Joe? Is this thing even on? Yay, Kenny Joe. Yay. All right, at 100, the 100th spot, Some Velvet Morning by Peter Zaremba's Love Explosion, Zombo. In your brain, the top 100.
Yeah.
And coming in at the number 99 position, Hide and Seek, Bunker Hill, Kenny Joe's fave. Zombo 88.3. And at number 98, part two. That kind of was a tie for 99. Bo Diddley, Greatest Lover in the World, Zombo in Your Brain, number 99, the grooviest 100 songs in the universe.
I'm the greatest lover in the world. I was born just to love you, young girl. I'm the greatest lover ever seen. Hey, try me, see what I mean.
banging them down. Here's number 97. 96. I'm losing count already. This is the man's world, the bonsai freak out. 96. This is the man's world. This is man's world. But it's going nice. Not there. Reason. Take us from on the wall. Mommy the chair to cut us head low. Mommy the energy light to take us on the wall. Mommy the ball for the water. There's nothing more to catch. This is the man. Zombo playing the top 100 tunes. Yeah, man. The Reach Around Rodeo Clowns at 95. Bad Dudes are Surfing. WRCT. Zombo here. I just gotta squeeze him in there. Big Ian. there. Coming in.
Do?
94. The Coconut Monkey with a monster beat.
Hi, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, home of... Oh, crap. We're not really home of anything, are we, Andrew?
You're listening to Zombo here at WRCT, here till 3 o'clock today, playing the 100 top Zombo tunes, the things that just drive me out of my marbles, songs I have to play 3, 4, 5, 6 times, because I dig it so much, but I am really trying to limit myself and by playing them only once, and I'll try and have to squeeze in garbage out of the bin, too. Coming up at the Zombo Gallery Saturday night, the closing of the ukulele show. So join that. That's going to go to about 6 to 9 o'clock. Saturday, the ukulele show at Zombo Gallery. Coming up next, a song I played 14 times in a row. Choo Choo Train by the Cardinals. Coming in at number 93 on Zombo's Top 100 in your brain.
Turning with the click and the clack. Oh, well, my heart is clicking and a clacking it too. Oh, well, the train is taking me straight to you.
With a wow, wow, loud and plain. Choo, 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 train.
We are.
joyful sound. I love that whistle, I love that joyful sound. Mr. Blow that whistle coming round the bend, so my baby will know that I'm coming in. Round that track throttle, open wide,
wake everybody in the countryside.
Wow, wow, loud and clear.
Things are so quiet in Texas since I got rid of Alexis. He used to keep me up till the dawn came in sight. He kept on making bang, bang all through the night. He was riding the range too darn often, so I laid him to rest in his coffin. I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel. Now he can't shoot his pistol anymore. Our neighbors never bothered to go to the show. They'd stand around and wait for our own rodeo. It was only one gun that he toted, but oh my, how fast he could reload it. So I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel, now he can't shoot his pistol anymore. I always used to pray that someday I'd see him change, and I did one night. I found him riding Widder Brown's range. He just could not get out of that habit. He was quick like a young prairie rabbit. So I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel, now he can't shoot his pistol anymore. He was rootin', he was tootin', he was full of foolish pranks. He was known as Sure Shot Daddy, and none of them were blanks. Oh my, he was so trigger happy, all the neighbors' kids called him Pappy. So I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel, now I'm sure in the sweet by and by, he's a ghost rider in the sky. How well I remember them last words he said. He said, what good's a cowboy if his pistol is dead? But I figured my life would be sweeter if I silenced his own repeater. I yanked out the bullets, I sawed off his barrel. Now I wonder, was it all for the best? I'm haunted by an empty saddle that nobody cares to straddle. I've had no peace since I laid him to rest.
All right, and this is a tune for Lee, an underground kind of tune. Coming in at number 91, Love. Maybe the people would be the times for Between Clark and Hillsdale.
Gotta go, but I'll see you again. And the music is so loud. And then I fade into the crowds of people standing everywhere. Street, I'm at the slop affair, and here they always play my songs, and me, I wonder if it's from the right, they come here just the same, telling everyone about their games, and if you think it obsolete, then you go back across the street. Yeah. Street. Hey, hey, hey.
now don't you weep for me. I'll be back, just save a seat for me. But if you just can't make the room, look up and see me on the... Moon's a common scene around my town. Here where everyone is painted brown. And if with you that's not the way, let's go paint everybody gray. Yeah.
We are hustling. Two-headed girl, Colorblind James and the Death Valley Boys, coming in at number 90, Zombo's Top 100 in the universe.
He taught me how to beat the odds. I tried to teach him rough and rad. This life has been a fruitless quest. Not at all what I'd guess. Grief mistake I've made, I've had to pay. But I suppose I should have known I reaped exactly what I've sown. I bet a lot of people feel that.
All right, Colorblind James, Two-Headed Girl, coming in at number 90. Number 89, our favorite of Richard's. That's right, My Gal's Pussy, Harry Roy, and his Bat Club Boys.